From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The 21st Annual Washington Regional Gala, an evening of Arkansas country music, featuring Joe Nichols and special guest Back Road Anthem, is Tuesday, April 8th at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets and details are available at 443-5600 or waltonartscenter.org.
Ahead on Ozarks, Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers gives us a big list of St. Patrick's Day events, and we have a preview of the William S. Paley Collection at Crystal Bridges.
We also learn about the latest plans for the new high school in Bentonville. And in a few minutes, our regular conversation about the week's news with Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com.
First, the Arkansas Forestry Commission is asking property owners to take precautions to help prevent wildfires. Joe Fox, a state forester for the commission, says with milder weather, many residents could be inclined to burn trash or debris. But he notes windy conditions and low humidity could make things dangerous.
March is by far our most dangerous wildfire month in Arkansas. So this is a dangerous time with fronts passing. We haven't experienced the green up yet in the state. So we have a lot of dry grass and leaves on the ground.
Fox says anyone doing outdoor burning should be extremely careful and not leave the fire unattended. He says it's important to have appropriate tools, like rakes and shovels, and adequate water on hand to ensure the fire doesn't spread.
The Pulaski County Elections Commission and County Clerk's Office are taking the Arkansas Board of Election Commissioners to court over rules for absentee ballots under the new voter ID law. The act does not allow absentee voters who failed to include ID extra time to present it, but it does allow in-person voters casting provisional ballots an additional week to show ID. The state board is being sued over its attempt to fix the situation. It drafted and passed rules granting absentee voters more time to present ID. County Clerk Larry Crane argues the state board doesn't have the authority to do that, only the legislature.
They had the opportunity to deal with it during this last session and chose not to. They had the opportunity to deal with it before the final bill was voted on and then signed into law, and they have chosen not to do that.
Crane says the law must be enforced as written, meaning absentee ballots without ID should not be counted and no additional time should be given. But the director of the state board, Justin Clay, says ambiguity in the law justifies the rule creation.
We have a statute that gives our board rulemaking authority to ensure fair and orderly election procedures, so that's the justification for the rule.
The case could be heard by Judge Tim Fox within the next 2 weeks.
A new report on children's health in Arkansas pinpoints successes and challenges the state faces. The report was compiled by a partnership of healthcare providers, state agencies, and other health organizations. Scott Gordon, the executive vice president of Arkansas Children's Hospital, says significant strides have been made in areas like injury prevention and oral health.
We've seen a dramatic reduction in the teen deaths by automobile, so that's exciting. We also have seen an improvement in the number of children whose teeth are sealed.
Gordon says over the past 5 years, the number of children ages 6 to 9 who have dental sealants to protect their teeth from decay has increased by 12%. But Gordon notes the state needs to tackle a continuing obesity epidemic and a high infant mortality rate, as well as work on improving access to mental health services.
Mercy Northwest Arkansas yesterday broke ground on a new clinic in Centerton. The 7,300-square-foot facility will be located on Highway 102 on 6.2 acres of commercial frontage property donated by John L. Hunt. The $3 million facility will have 2 internal medicine and 2 pediatric physicians, 1 family medicine doctor, and 2 family medicine nurse practitioners. The facility will also feature rotating specialties such as cardiology, endocrinology, and diabetic education based on the community's needs. The facility is expected to open later this year.
The city of Bentonville is giving away compost and wood mulch next week. From Tuesday through Saturday, residents can stop by the city's compost facility on Northwest A Street during normal business hours to receive free wood mulch. According to the city, a skid steer loader and operator will be available to load pickup trucks and trailers, while those without a pickup or trailer will need to bring their own containers and a shovel.
Tyson Foods has named a new head for its Mexico operations. Yesterday, the company announced the promotion of Rick Thomason as president and general manager of Tyson de Mexico. Thomason has been with Tyson Foods since 1991 and has held various roles in the company's accounting and finance group since that time. Before his promotion, he served as Vice President of Accounting for Tyson's international businesses.
The University of Arkansas's College of Engineering has improved its national standing. According to the university, the college was ranked 66th among public research universities in the most recent ranking of best graduate schools by U.S. News & World Reports. That's an improvement of three places from last year's ranking. Also listed in the graduate school rankings was the Master's of Business Administration program in the Walton College of Business. The MBA program ranks number one in the nation in terms of percentage of students employed upon graduation. 88% of Walton MBA students have jobs upon graduation. U.S. News also ranked the program 30th overall among public business schools.
Mostly cloudy tonight with lows from 40 in northwest Arkansas to 48 in the Arkansas River Valley. Cloudy tomorrow with a 70% chance of showers and a high near 64 in northwest Arkansas, and an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 66 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, there is an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows from 43 to 49.